Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Yes, I'm back from NRA board meetings where everyone knows my notoriety.
Yes.
Yes, especially for this radio show.
Precedes you.
Yes. Real quick, what a packed studio. We have Eric Rebels from Gunsitters, gunsitters.com.
Yell, Eric.
We have David Rosenthal from CNJFO, also known as Rosie. What's up, Rosie?
Hey, we're doing good today.
Beautiful. And the infamous...
All your personalities
are
showing up?
Yes.
Every one of them.
The infamous Shanine Allen is finally in the studio.
Right. She pretties up the place.
Hello,
thank
hello.
God.
How are you, dear?
I am okay.
And how old are the boys now?
They are 7 and 14.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And for people that are listening for the first time, because you've been living under a rock or in a Quonset hut in the Siberian tundra... Google Shanine Allen. There'll be a link on the show. But how many days did you spend in prison?
48 days.
48 days in prison for doing nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Welcome to New Jersey.
And we're going to get into her plight in a minute. But I just have a thought, you know, because they say all of us people that are not for DACA and the Dreamers and stuff don't have a heart. Well, I have a heart, and I believe we should keep all of these families together. So I'm advocating chain deportation. What do you guys think? You like that? No?
So keep everyone together?
Keep them all together.
That's right. That's
Seriously,
right.
Let's pull them all together. You know, before we went on the air, we were talking about the closet-caped crusader, Cory Booker, our senator in New Jersey, who yelled at the secretary, whatever, what's her name? What was she?
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security.
Still hasn't declared his sexual orientation.
I got a problem. I'm going to tell you something. There's two genders, all right? Yes. And I believe people are born heterosexual, and I believe people are born homosexual.
Right.
I believe bisexual people like Booker, they're just
greedy.
Effing greedy.
That's right.
Okay? Seriously. He's just greedy.
Yeah.
Go to a bar, hit on all the girls, and then work your way back on the guys.
That's just not right.
All right? So
we couldn't get a date in any sex, so it really didn't matter.
So he's welcome on the show anytime that he would like. Rosie, you have stuff written down, so I'm going to take you first. But before I take you, I just want to read a little thing. I was talking to Scott Bach on the phone. He's away on vacation. And everybody's freaking out about the coronation of Phil Murphy. I was down at NRA board meetings for 5 days. We have a lot of financial backing from NRA. We have a lot of financial backing ANJRPC because we know we're going to be going through a lot of lawsuits. But Scott wanted everybody to know that, listen, there's not going to be behind the scenes working anymore because we don't have Christie.
Right.
All right. So now we have the Assembly and Senate are anti and Murphy's anti. So you're not going to hear ANJRPC saying we're doing stuff behind the scenes. There's no one to do anything behind the scenes. I had Senator Bucco and Assemblyman Bucco in here shooting the other day, and we had a lengthy meeting. They're like, we can't do anything. We can help alter a bill. We can help change the wording a little bit in the bill with leadership, but we're screwed. They told us that straight out. So, and also, you know, at Gun for Hire, ANJRPC, we actually meet with the legislators. We don't go outside their offices with a selfie stick and take pictures for donations. We actually we're hardwired to meet them. But Scott says, listen to me, we still have Sweeney as the Senate president. We have Coghlan as the Speaker of the House. Murphy doesn't know politics like Corzine didn't. He's going to learn a lot of hard lessons. These politicians are going to shake his hand and agree with him, and then they're going to screw him the next day. He's going to, you know, be like Christie and, you know, freak out. So it's going to be hard for us, but let's not freak out. Hundreds of bills every year get introduced, but only a few make it to committee. Those are the ones we're going to worry about. We have a full-time lobbyist in Trenton, Rob Nixon. I went to dinner with Rob Nixon Tuesday, by the way. I wasn't outside the restaurant, Shanine, with a selfie stick, telling people Rob Nixon was in the restaurant, and I just met with him. I actually met with him Tuesday.
Wow.
And listen, we can't freak out every time Evan Knappen or somebody posts another bill, start calling the legislators and stuff. Let's wait until we have a concerted effort by all the 2A groups. And we hit the legislators at one time. Listen, they're going to pass shit, but let's make them earn it. Let's show up at their offices. Let's show up at Trenton. Let's make a scene.
Yeah,
okay?
But you can't do it in a scattered fashion where everything...
Correct.
Because that is a great tactic from the other side.
Correct.
I'm going to throw a lot of crap at you, and then everybody's going to get so tired.
We're not going to get that concerted effort.
Right.
If we send out an alert every 3 days, contact... And our legislators, they're
going to
get
1,000
the first week. They're going to get 7,000 the second week. They're going to get right, Shanine. So we got to stay on top of it. Now, listen. There's no more back channels, no more back deals. We're done. This is the next 4 years. It's going to be out in the open. We can go to the minority leadership and ask for help. And you know, there's friends across the aisle. Rob Nixon, our lobbyist, can meet with all of the Democrats and tell them how this is going to affect law enforcement, how it's going to affect law-abiding citizens, or whatever. And hopefully we'll get some. But Loretta Weinberg is chomping at the bit.
Absolutely.
Okay?
When she's awake.
Exactly. So we are ready. I went down. I sat in the Civil Rights Defense Fund. That's where I donate my NRA money. That money goes to cases. Dan Schmutter was there. Him and Doug Ritter, they got money from knife rights. Dan is fighting the auto assist law in New York City. And Scott Bach and Evan Knappen got money for a bunch of cases. Money from the CVRD came for your case, right, Shanine?
Yes,
that's why I donate to the Civil Rights Defense Fund. When I get my annual report every year, I read the cases that the NRA funds. So I know people are going to say, what's the NRA doing? What's ANJRPC doing? And there's all this divisiveness. But when the first bill goes into committee, then you'll see what we're all doing. And we are doing it in partnership with CNJFO. That's why Rosie's here, because we love him. So, Rosie, you hit us with stuff. We want to finish this segment up before we talk about Shanine's 48 days in the gulag.
All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to welcome Teresa Einiker as our new communications director.
She can speak.
Effective yesterday, we got her on the board, and we just absolutely love the fact that she's going to be able to help us. As you know, she's been with you on Fox News quite often. And she's a powerhouse down there in South Jersey, in Tabernacle. We've been hunting together, and we just absolutely love the fact that such a wonderful mind is going to be helping us out. In addition to that, we have our social events, but I'm not really going to, you know, I'm not really here to push that. We got a sold-out hog hunt the end of the month in Pensy. We have a pheasant hunt. You can come and eat some corned beef with us. And hit some pheasants on St. Paddy's Day. But I'm here primarily today, you know, in reference to all the shitstorm on Facebook and on New Jersey Gun Forum that we're constantly trying to calm people down because they're just going completely nuts. And quite frankly, we could use help from everybody that really wants, you know, to help the Second Amendment in New Jersey just to... Everybody has to calm their jets down. We're here to help with Anthony and with Scott, and we're all going to be together in a unified force. When somebody says, okay, it's time to do something, then we're going to be unified and we're going to go get it.
Thank you for that. You know, Phil Murphy, at his coronation, he spoke about free access to community college, including a process to legalize marijuana. A stronger and fair New Jersey welcomes all who wish to become part of building our future and protect our hardworking immigrant families, a.k.a. illegal families. He also wants to get back into the Paris Climate Accord. There's nothing more repulsive than a rich socialist, except a rich socialist in elected office, to be honest with you. This is funny. He wrote, we have long had strong firearms laws that kept guns out of the wrong hands and protected the Second Amendment sportsmen, but we need to enforce them.
Simply because we know Second Amendment is all about hunting and sports. Right?
Yes, and strengthen our gun laws.
When
we come back, Shanine in the house.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
And this segment is brought to you by Gunsitters, gunsitters.com, and their military division weapons guard, located on Route 10 East in Whippany in the Pine Plaza, gunsitters.com. Eric, what's going on new at Gunsitters before we get to Shanine?
Well, it's a crazy place. People, we are getting a lot of questions. We're getting a lot of people. We're probably 70% filled in Pennsylvania right now. A lot of people are bringing their guns there and just figuring out what's going to happen with the law. We've got a couple programs. If this law ends up being bad and your gun's going to be illegal in New Jersey, good. Bring it to Pennsylvania. My theology is when life hands you lemons, drink tequila.
So really? I don't drink.
Bring it out to Pennsylvania. We'll make it a real gun again. $1,000 AR you bought last month will only be worth $400 on GunBroker. In fact, an FFL friend of mine told me that a guy brought in his gun. He sold it on a gun broker. It went to Texas. The people in Texas saw that it had a welded-on muzzle brake. It had a pinned magazine and a pinned stock, and they sent it back. And and now the gun came back. He had to give the money back. So now it cost him $100, and the now that $1,000 gun cost him $100. He's going to have to pay to have it converted to put it back up on sale again so people will accept it. So the people are losing the value of their collections. Let's figure it out. But the thing is, I don't want people falling into the, oh, I'm not going to abide by the law. Because what ends up happening is if you get caught.
They know you have it.
For a house fire, you get caught.
That's right.
You get caught
for a break-in, numerous times.
A domestic, right. You get caught because your kid says the wrong thing at school, and now they're coming to your house to take your guns, and they don't need a warrant. For the interest of public safety, your child says something in the classroom. While you're at work, the police are coming to your house and securing those weapons. No matter what they have to do, and they find you with something that's illegal, or, you know what I'm saying? And in a couple weeks, maybe forever. And you end up being exactly where Shanine ended up, in a situation where you didn't know, and now you're done. So we want people to know the facts. I own NewJerseyFirearmsLaws.com and NewJerseyGunLaws.com, and we're going to put a page on Gun Sitters just so you know not only what the law, like Christie's bump stock law we're working on now, we have an attorney working on what that law is and what it means to you, right?
Okay.
And then every law that comes out is being signed, we're going to have it updated on that page. So you just have to go to New Jersey Firearms Laws or NewJerseyGunLaws.com to know what the law is.
Chubbsy Ubsy, our previous governor, tried to use the VIP entrance at Newark Airport, and the TSA turned him around. He had to go through a regular TSA line like us.
Back of the line.
He gets an armed state trooper detail for 6 months after he's governor. And then he's back to being a peon. Well, he pissed a lot of people off.
So,
Shanine, what year did your thing happen?
2014.
So, Sandy, that was 4 years ago. Remember covering her Gun for Hire early on and everything. So, Shanine Allen, tell us for the listeners never heard before. Give us a little breakdown of your story and where you went and where you've been.
So, I was coming from Philly, and I'm gonna go into the reason why I even got my license to carry. So I was working in Center City in Philadelphia, and I was working two jobs. I got robbed twice in the same month. So a week after that, I went to try to go get my license to carry and get a firearm. So I bought a firearm. I put a couple bullets in it, put it in a holster, put it in my purse, and, you know, was going about my days every day. My son, my youngest son, was turning two, and he was having. I was going to throw him a birthday party in New Jersey at the Trump Hotel. I went there. I was on the turnpike. I was about 5 minutes away from the hotel, and I was pulled over by two state troopers. At that point, when they pulled me over, they asked me, "What was I doing here?" I said, "Well, I'm having a birthday party at that hotel right there." And he said, "All right, well, license registration. Proof of insurance." I went in the back seat of my car to get my purse, put it on my lap, and when I was digging in to go get my purse and get my license, I let the cop know that I have my license to carry and I have a firearm on me. At that point,
which is what you have to do in Pennsylvania.
Actually, you know, it's crazy. I didn't even get to know all of that. I just thought it was the right thing to do because he was like so close to me. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't want him to think. I thought he would have saw it, and I didn't want to think that I was going to go in there and dig and get my firearm and do something.
And get shot.
You know?
Yeah.
And get shot. So I let him know that it was in my purse. He asked me where was it at. I went to give him my purse and said, "Here, it's right here." He pulled out on me and said, "Don't touch." I dropped everything, put my hands up, and then he took my purse out of the window, took it to the front seat of the, to the front of the car, emptied everything out of my purse, grabbed my firearm, and at this point, I'm still looking at him like, "Okay, that's my gun, yeah. I'm legal for it. What are you searching for?"
Right.
He asked me to step out the car. I stepped out the car, and he took me to the back and put me in cuffs. From there, they took me to the police station. They fingerprinted me, shackled my ankles to the bench while I was handcuffed, and then...
Because you're such a threat. What are you,
how many times were you arrested previous to this in your life?
None. At all.
And you're a single mom.
I'm a single
two
mom.
Two kids. What do you do for a living at the time?
I'm a phlebotomist.
Take blood.
Yes.
So I call blood. You Dr. Acula. Dracula. So go ahead.
So at that point, when they took my fingerprint, I saw a judge on the screen, on the TV screen, because it was a weekend at the time, and they told me that they was going to send me upstate. They locked me up for 48 days in state prison.
48 days?
48 days.
Who took care of your kids at the time?
My kids were at home for 2 weeks by themselves until I can get in contact with a family member.
When was the first time you could make contact, that they let you make your first phone call?
They let me make a phone call 3 days after my first phone call, but no one answered the phone. You get one phone call, and that's it, if they answer or not. I had to still be quarantined, which meant I had to get all the shots and Hep B, Hep C shots and everything before they can just throw me into population with the rest of the convicts.
Criminals.
Yeah. So after they did that...
How old were your boys at the time? I'm sorry.
They were 2 and 9. So my 9-year-old...
A 2-year-old and a 9-year-old.
And you worked full-time?
Full-time.
Paid taxes? Had a roof over your head?
That's
car,
right.
Insurance,
car,
supporting
bills,
your family,
bills.
And you were the sole support of your kids.
I had about 8 bills, just me and my kids. I had to pick them up from daycare at night. So when I got robbed on the way to pick them up from daycare and still went about my business, you know, after that, and got robbed a week apart from each other.
So the real criminals didn't prevent you from caring for your kids. But the criminals in New Jersey, who were our legislators, prevented you from caring for your kids. Very effective government is.
Yes.
I couldn't believe that not only was like my kids didn't get taken away from DHS or anything like that, the state was actually about to take my children away from me.
We're going to continue this.
I'm from the government. I'm here to help.
Yeah.
4 years ago. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
With the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites, libertyofficesuites.com. Two locations, New Road in Parsippany and Changebridge Road in Montville. Check out Ron Sousa. I sound funny, right?
You do.
Check out Ron Sousa at libertyofficesuites.com. Support those who support us, libertyofficesuites.com. He turned my mic down because I was having a sidebar conversation with Shanine.
No, we're still,
and he felt like he was being ignored.
We're still
sorry,
having,
Rosie's still
we're,
here,
we're
too.
We're still having some technical issues with this.
All right, Shanine, so you're 48 board. Days in the clink, just like I was a couple of times where I was in holding cells. How do you feel about that? It's the lowest point in your life, right?
It was the lowest point of my life. I was in a room with two other girls, and it's like these bunk beds that they give you are flatter than pillows, and they hurt. You get one toilet, and everybody have to share that one room.
Oh, that should be fun.
And then when you do go to eat, I mean, you got 15 minutes to make a phone call, go take a shower, and, you know, do all of that in 15 minutes, and you're locked down for 20 hours a day. So,
because you're so violent.
And, I'm so violent. Yeah. And never got stopped and never did anything bad in my life. Just was always working, taking care of my kids, doing the best that I can. And it actually happened in that order. Got robbed, got a firearm to protect me and my kids. And a week later, ended up in jail. And now I'm trying to do whatever I can
to let people know that
it can happen to you. You're not that bold of a person, or you know that much, where so it can just happen. You know, things happen, and All you can do now is try to prevent it from happening, and hopefully my story can stop this from happening, give mothers empowerment to protect themselves and their children, because I lived in an area where there was a lot of officials. City Hall is where I thought it should have been the safest for me, but it wasn't.
No.
So waiting on the cops was not an option.
No.
I had to get a license to carry, and I did it the right way. You need to understand that the process of getting your license to carry, I had to go through extensive background check. I had to have an interview with a police officer, and they had to make sure I was confident enough, make sure I ain't had no kind of crazy background, and I had to wait 45 days in the mail for yay or nay on the decision. And then when it came back that I was approved after all of that, you know, I was responsible enough to go ahead and get it the right way, go through it the right way, and for this to just happen is still mind-boggling to me to this day.
Because and it was easier for you in a free state to actually go, even though you live in Philadelphia, which is like a world in and of itself, you live in a free state which allows you to do that. In New Jersey, you would have gone to the police department, applied for a permit, and right. still be waiting.
Exactly.
And you would have been turned down because you are not a police officer
right.
or a judge. Or know a judge, or slept with a judge, or whatever you have to do in the state of New Jersey in order to get a permit.
And I would have moved.
You know what would be interesting now? If she moves now to New Jersey and applies now, they would probably still deny her.
Yes. But tell everybody what happened. So you went to court. You got out after 48 days, right?
So I got out after 48 days. I put $1,500 down the bail to get out that day. My bail was $50,000, no percentage
at
first.
That's unbelievable.
And that's why I had to sit. So after being detained after all of those days, I paid the $1,500, got out, and a girl that was locked up with me called me from jail and told me about Evan Knappen, and that's when I called him and told him about my case.
So Knappen got
how
got
funny!
Offered.
What a great referral!
This is
yes,
a great referral.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm telling you,
that's
and
unbelievable.
She didn't know anything about him, but when I called him, he couldn't believe I was in there for what I was in there for.
Yeah,
he said, "You serious?
That
you
makes
really
Knappen
anything?
Crazy. Stuff like that makes Knappen crazy."
So from there, I came home and I went public. I got on one show. And then they started calling me, and I was like, yeah, I'll tell my story.
Yeah.
It got out as much as it could. And then once my story made national news, that's when a lot of attention came up about my case. And then Ray Rice at the time, he had just had a case where he beat on his girlfriend in Jersey in the elevator.
Right.
And me and him had the same judge and same prosecutor.
Yep.
And he let go.
Tell him what happened to Ray Rice, because that was videotaped. He knocked her out and dragged her out of the elevator.
He dragged her out on video in Atlantic City elevator, and he applied for PTI, for pretrial intervention program, and he got accepted. I got accepted when I applied for the PTI program by the administrator of the PTI program, but the judge and the prosecutor did not want me to have it, so they denied it.
They denied it.
So,
yeah, because you're so violent.
I'm so much violent.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know,
the judge denied it. No PTI or anything. No criminal intent.
Right.
No one was hurt. No one was injured. Okay? But a shittim with a record,
right.
They would put him into PTI, or they would drop the gun charge and just
right.
charge him with violating bail or something. He'd get time served, the 48 days like her, and get released. So my argument, and I've said this on the radio a million times, she's a single mom. She's got two kids. She pays rent. She's got a job. She pays taxes. You want to penalize her? You know what I would have done to her? All right, you made a mistake. 1 year probation. And you know what? Every Saturday, you're going to go to a clinic and you're going to work for free drawing people's blood or something
right.
for a year.
Right.
And get the hell out of my courtroom. And next time, know the laws when you cross over another state line, blah, 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 blah. No, we want to put her to jail.
Right.
Let her two kids become ward of the state. She loses her job and her professional license. What have we gained here?
Well, this was the Atlantic County prosecutor who literally, and I'm using air quotes here, wanted to make an example.
Of course.
Nobody's coming into my state with a gun. Are you serious?
Of course.
That's what the judge said. He said, you don't come in my court. This is my courtroom. This is New Jersey. This is not Philadelphia. He didn't even hear my story. He said, I'll give you 11 and a half years if you don't take this deal. And my attorney looked at me like she's not going to take the deal. He said, can you instruct your client that she needs to know if she don't take it, I'm going to give her the maximum.
The maximum.
The maximum.
The maximum.
Right. Yeah.
And 11 and a half years because of those evil hollow point bullets. the same one that every sworn officer in New Jersey has in his gun.
For the sole purpose of, in the most populated state in the union, to make the bullet stop in the thing you're shooting at and not go through it and kill some innocent behind
you. They're legal in Philadelphia.
So now the prosecutor dug his heels in. The judge was definitely biased against you. And yeah, was the judge white?
Yes.
It's just interesting.
Well, see, this bothers the hell out of us because and the problem is we're just two white guys, all right? And what what angers me is the fact that every one of these gun laws is from the Jim Crow era. It was there to prevent, and I'm using air quotes again, those people who were at that time freed slaves from arming themselves against the freaking Klan. And every Democrat, the Klan was the enforcement leg for the Democrat Party, and every person of color I know back that went back because most of the people of color I know do not vote for these people because they're smart enough to understand that those laws are to keep people down.
Right.
And to force you to give up your self-protection to some governmental authority.
Yep.
And as long as they're your mommy and your daddy, you have to say, please, mother, may I? And that's what they love. And that's exactly what's going on in New Jersey with the, you know, we have these laws that since 1968 have really stripped us of our power.
Before that even, goes back to the 1700s.
That's right, yeah. All right, we're coming back. Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
They said it wouldn't last. That was just wishful thinking. Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 7 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Bach for NRA. It's www.scottbach.com. Bach is running for re-election for the NRA board. He's the executive vice president of ANJRPC, does a lot for us. I see him in action at the board meetings when he went before the Civil Rights Defense Fund. He's up there pleading for more money, for cases, and they keep us in the forefront as best as they can. There's not much we can do when we're outnumbered in the House and the Senate and the governor, but he is a huge voice. His arms are open to the other 2A groups that work with him in the state of New Jersey. Right, Rosie?
Proudly.
What's your website, Rosie?
www.cnjfo.com.
Listeners, check them out. Become a member, associate member. How much is it to join?
$50, you get a free T-shirt.
$50 and a free T-shirt. They have them in fat bastard sizes or no?
We go all the way up to 6X Tony Simon size.
Nice.
Yes. So Shanine, that's what we have here. Shanine, here, if you come in and if you're 5X or 6X with Gunfire shirt, we give you a free donut, too. Because you know what? There's really no turning back. You know what I mean? There's no turning back. And I can say that because I used to be a 5X. So.
Oh, wow.
So, Shanine, so what happened now? So Knappen gets involved. They want to put you away for 11 and a half years.
Right.
Tell it, what's the march now?
So after I got denied, a lot of people came out to support different groups and, you know, was writing letters to the Attorney General's office. And I put in an application with Evan Knappen, my attorney at the time, to get a pardon from Governor Christie. I was granted the pardon. After I got the pardon, I still had to be recognized from the state of New Jersey and Philadelphia for them to communicate for me to stop being on probation.
Oh, God.
People didn't understand. I was still on probation, and I had to still come back and forth from state to state, even though I had that pardon. So I had to wait a year and a half to get expunged at that time as well. So I was out of a job.
I'm waiting for my expungement now.
A year and a half.
So I hear you.
So it took a year for the state a year and a half for the state to finally catch up with the fact that you were pardoned from a crime.
Yeah. And I was still contacting probation officer.
Yeah, the PO is like, why are you here? Yeah.
Right.
I was told my pardon will take 4 to 6 months, but the state police is a year behind in processing pardons, so they told me do not apply for an FID card or a purchase permit or anything for at least another year after it. Isn't that wonderful?
That's good.
A right delayed is a right denied. So.
And what's amazing is they'll take it away instantly.
Exactly. Well, they did. They took mine away instantly.
Mine too.
Yeah, instantly.
Yeah.
So you managed to survive. You've been a strong spokeswoman for our 2A cause. You've been on every television show. The NRA pimped you out at annual meetings and everything. Everybody speaks of you. You know, when I mention Gun for Hire Radio or Gun for Hire, they're like, "Oh, you have you ever met Shanine Allen or whatever?" Your name is there. I would love to see you in a more active position on the national front by the NRA. Hello, anybody from the NRA listening? Ammo Land, when you send this out on Sunday, maybe you want to pitch that a little bit.
Definitely. I am here to do whatever I can when it comes to this whole situation. I mean, I'm a whole person with a lot of energy. Anybody that's willing to help me, I am open to listen to whatever ideas you have because it's just me. And these officials, they are getting paid to do a job by the people.
Right.
I'm about to lose my job trying to help the people and fix their mistakes. So I need people to understand that I don't have the money or the funds to go back and forth to keep talking to these congressmen and senators to get them on board. It's just me. So if you're willing to help, contact me. My email is ShanineAllen2A@gmail.com. I started to get my own little website started. It's ShanineAllen.com. Contact me however you want. I'm still trying to do everything I can to be able to keep in contact with everyone. But I still have to live day to day and take care of my boys and try to, you know, even though it's been 4 years now, it's still a hard ache every day trying to go through this and tell my story over and over again for people to know that this is still happening to people.
Last weekend, I was at the Garden State Outdoor Show. We had a booth there, right? And these literally thousands of people walking by saying, oh, no. And I'm trying to tell them, listen, these gun laws are serious. They're serious things that can change your life. And they're like, no. By the end of Sunday, I had met Shanine. She had come by. And I'm like, where were you? Yeah. You've got to get. Right. And that's when I texted Anthony and said, hey, can she come on the show? And he's like, yes. No, actually, Anthony said, she's more welcome than you are.
Well, that's the truth. Well, it's hard because we don't do call-in stuff. We've communicated with Shanine in the past, and we've done events with SafeCon and everything. But since we don't do call-ins, it's hard. She's got to drive an hour and a half up here. Right. You got to work for a living, everything. Do you have a page where people can visit if they want to contribute or hear your story more? What do you have, Shanine? What's going on?
I have my website, ShanineAllen.com.
Spell that, please.
ShanineAllen.com. My email is my name, ShanineAllen2A@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook under Shanine Allen. I'm on Twitter as Shanine2A. I'm on Instagram as Shanine Allen. Everything is the same. Nothing extra to it. And I also have a PayPal. It's my name. Other than that,
listen,
that's all I have.
She's been doing this 4 years. She spent 48 days in jail. 48?
Yes.
And on her own dime. And she could actually be the keystone as to how we get national reciprocity.
Right.
All right? And so if you go on Shanine, ShanineAllen, Allen, ALLEN.com, throw a few bucks her way to help her cause, okay? She has two boys. I got to tell you something about her two boys. They've been in my range a couple of times. My compliments to the chef because you raised them right.
Thank you.
They don't run around like nutcases. No. You must lower their sugar input, which is good, but very respectful. And every time I see social media posts with her kids in the background, they're wearing Gun for Hire T-shirts or hoodies, which I think is the coolest shit. And they're welcome to come here anytime and shoot. You know, next week's show, Maj Ture from Black Guns Matter is going to be on. We're going to be talking about doing a Black Guns Matter shoot here as well, but. You know, you've been down and testified before Congress and everything, right?
Yes. I've met with all the Congress and testified in front of them. That was an experience.
What was that like? I mean, explain to the listeners what New Jersey politics is really all about.
Well, that was federal politics.
Oh, federal politics. Well, explain.
She was in Washington.
What the swamp is like.
I'm still learning myself, but when I went into those rooms, I saw one floor of all Democrats and then one of Republicans, and I'm like, oh, my God. They had the flags outside of each door. I started looking at the names and knocking on the doors. I didn't have any kind of appointment, and they were surprised. I walked in, and I introduced myself. I met Lou Barletta. I met a congressman of Georgia, so many. And I just told them, my name is Shanine Allen. I want to tell you my story, and I want to tell you about H.R. 38 and how it affects people, you know, and how it would help people like me and how I thought it was already in law. It should have been. And they were just like, out of all of them, one of them I didn't feel like they were going to be on board, but all of them pretty much was like, I heard your story, and I'm in support of it. So I'm actually glad that December 6th it passed the House. Now it's in the Senate hands. We don't know what the Senate is going to do, but
Are you able to go back there and speak to senators?
I'm going back down there.
Yeah.
And that's what I plan to do, go back down there and speak to them and see what was the game plan so that we can get people to contact their senators, get them on board.
Yeah, that's S-446 for our listeners.
S-447.
447?
S-447, I believe.
Okay.
We're going to look it up during the break. If I'm right, I'm flipping your chair.
Nice.
Okay? If I'm wrong, you're off the show.
Either way, I lose.
I don't know. It could be a win.
Oh, my God. So, ShanineAllen.com, you should check it out. She goes down. She's fighting for our rights all the time. We really, really need people like her on our side. When you got into a jam, I don't want to say this selfishly. When you got into a jam, I was like, wow, this case is right. I talked about this. I said, this case got legs because she's a single mom. She's a minority. She's got two boys. She works for a living, gainful employment and everything. It wasn't like you were robbing a Wawa or 7-Eleven.
Right.
I'm like, this case, unfortunately for you, this case is good for our cause. All right. I'm sorry to say that, but, I'm just being blatantly honest about it. So it helped our cause a lot. So everybody should be able to pitch in and help Shanine as well. Napin's funny in a courtroom, isn't he?
He is funny. Him and the judge were going back and forth. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to jail.
He's great because he comes in with that stupid blazer on.
Oh. And the mohawk and shit.
The mullet hair.
Right.
And you look at it, you go, oh, crap, I'm going to jail.
Right.
It's like something out of my cousin Vinny. Like, and then he opens his mouth, and you're like, holy crap, this guy's a walking dictionary.
And Lou is no slouch either.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I like Lou.
Lou's his younger brother, I believe. I hope I didn't insult him. When I was going through my thing, the prosecutor said they're going to give me my firearms ID card back. Knappen gets up and goes, Your Honor, pursuant to NJ2AS3961C.F, Rebels versus State, Shanine Allen versus State, 1982, Mr. Calandro is living in a temporary residence. I was in a hotel. And when you're living in a temporary residence, you can't possess the firearms ID card because it's not if you're blah, 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 blah.
Right.
The judge looked at the prosecutor. The prosecutor looked at the judge, and they were like, Okay. Like neither one knew, you know.
And this is the defense
correct.
Lawyer.
And that happened like three times. And I'm like, oh, shit, this is good, you know. And Knappen didn't have a book in front of him.
No.
Okay.
No, he
was stating
book.
The 2C code and the case history.
Knappen,
all right?
Did you
and
ever
he
hear
showed
this?
Up late for court and he stunk like cigars. I felt like, just like Shane said, like my cousin Vinny, I'm like, I'm going to jail.
This is a made for
did
TV
you ever
movie.
Hear the
yes.
story of how Knappen got into law school?
Yes. Well, you can tell it when we come back.
When we come back. Yeah, it's hilarious. It's amazing. All right, we'll be right back. So. You know, as it turns out, one out of every three of us is caring for an aging parent. And if you're one of us, I don't have to tell you how difficult that can be. And until now, good sound advice that you could really trust was few and far between. The show is called Parents Are Hard to Raise, and every week it's jam-packed with expert advice and some pretty cool tips and tricks that'll help you and your parents grow older together without losing your minds. It's free expert elder care advice with a Jersey attitude. The show is hosted by my wife, Diane Berardi, who's been a practicing gerontologist for over 3 decades. So the insight's real and the advice you get is battle tested and ready to go. And it's often a little edgy. Parents Are Hard to Raise. Available on iTunes, Google Play, and on demand
at iHeartRadio or at parentsarehardtoraise.org.
All right, let's do a quick rundown, all right? ScottBach.com. Have all your friends and family. If you're a member of the NRA, five-year member or longer, or a life member, the next magazine or so, you're going to get a ballot. Vote for Scott. I don't know who else you want to vote for. You have 25 people to vote for. But Scott Bach, we need him back on the board. Regardless of what the naysayers and the Napoleon say, he's good to have in our court. The next website I want you to visit is ShaneenAllen.com. I want you to send Shanine some love. Say you heard her on the radio show, you support her, anything she needs, whatever it is, and send her a donation or something. And then, of course, our other two-way organization out there that does so many outreach events, which would be CNJFO.com. Right, Rosie?
That's right.
You know, we have the Saw Group meet here. We have Tony Simon does the diversity shoots. Shanine drives up all the time for the diversity shoots.
Yep.
Yes.
How much does Tony pay you to drive up here for those
Nothing.
Events? Nothing. Nothing, exactly.
Okay.
She comes and shoots. She hangs out. Sometimes she brings the kids. Okay. One time, one of them was duct taped. He was acting up a little bit. She's like, can I store this in a VIP lounge? No, I'm making that up. So we want to support those who support us. Now, Shanine, going forward, you're working again?
Yes.
Okay. Because you lost your professional licenses during that whole period, right?
Yes.
Like I lost all my licenses. Yeah.
Yes. I had to get everything back. Even my license to carry, they took it. I had to get that back. Get my firearms back. I had to go through everything. I finally got back to work, and now I'm drawing blood. And I love it.
Ew.
Yeah, I
anyway,
love it. That's the babies.
Yeah, I can't. I look the other way when I go for blood work every 2 months since I had the gastric sleeve
so
surgery.
So it's the full bottom.
Every 2 months they do a full metal bullet. Thank you. And so I go like this. Yeah. I look away. I can't handle. I'm sorry. I'm a sissy. I just don't like that. It's just not my thing.
It's all in the mind.
What do you got going on in the future? Oh, don't forget gunsitters.com. It was Eric who graciously brought Shanine up here. You're buying her lunch afterwards at least? You
don't
better
worry.
Be, you cheap bastard.
Thank
so
nice.
Gunsitters is expanding where, Eric, now?
Well, we got placed in New Jersey, Pennsylvania. We're going to have multiple sites everywhere, actually. I have to go. Unfortunately, next week I have to go to Vegas to open up Pahrump,
that's horrible.
Nevada. And then after that, I have to go out to Maui.
I'm leaving for SHOT Show tomorrow
for
a week.
The medical marijuana, they're taking people's guns.
They're doing it in PA or everywhere it's going
to
happen.
They take your guns. You have 30 days to go to a doctor and get 3 blood tests. And if you pass those blood tests, then you can apply to get your own guns back.
Wow.
And nobody in Hawaii has gotten their guns back.
All right. Well, now we're fed up with you with Vegas and Hawaii. Rosie and I have been speaking. Rosie and I, we're going to get together. We got Shanine. We got Maj Ture from Black Guns Matter. We got Tony Simon, Diversity Shoot. We got the Saw Group. We're going to get all of the organizations. Mark Cheeseman's in on this, too, by the way.
Excellent. Mark's a great guy.
Yes. NANGRPC and Darren Goins from the NRA and Christian Regasta, who's healthy again now, by the way, as our NRA rep, what we're going to do is we're going to have some kind of meeting or roundtable here at the range because I think we need to get together, communicate. We all know we all have our niche that we handle, but what we need to have is when something's coming, like when ANGRPC, when our lobbyist says, all right, this bill is coming up to committee, I think we all need to have a concerted voice, a concerted talking point, you know, like whether we're talking about Shanine Allen or whatever, because it's going to be the next 4 years is going to be tough as hell. So I'm January's been a little busy for me, so I'm looking at middle to the end of February. We're all going to get together, and we're going to have a powwow, and we're going to discuss what our tact is going to be going forward. So look out for that, everybody, because we can't keep attacking each other. You know, we have that going on with certain sects in the two-way group, and the other side sees that. And Rob, it's funny because Rob Nixon tells me all the time that when he talks to our legislators, sometimes they confuse our two-way groups with the shock and awe two-way group. And it prevents us from getting our foot in the door sometimes.
Sure.
So, you know, we have to keep that separation there. So, Shanine, tell me something. What else you been doing? Have you been shooting? I see you post a lot of pictures shooting.
So, I haven't shot in about 2 months. I went with Maj in Atlanta, and I didn't get to shoot that
Stoddard's,
day.
Stoddard's Gun Store.
Stoddard's.
Yeah.
I loved it there.
I met Mitch from Stoddard's at
really?
NRA. Little Mitch.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. Nice guy.
Great. I can't wait to go back down there.
I'll be there in June at the Blade Show. Sandy and I and Cy here, we go to Blade Show every year. We're going to Stoddart's. The operations manager, Mitch, I met him at NRA, gave me his card, so we're going to go down and check. Cool. Hopefully I'll be able to shoot a gun by then.
Yeah, that's a nice place. I had a lot of fun. Right now, I mean, I'm just working. I'm moving, me and the kids. And, I mean, just trying to get this bill passed right now. Trying to start my own, write my own book.
That's what I want to hear. Sandy says everybody should write their own books. Sandy wrote his own book, by the way.
Really?
Yes.
It's a coloring book.
No.
It is a coloring book.
No.
It's good.
Never offer your comb to a bald man.
Oh, my God.
He wrote that book. Honest to God. No, really. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah.
Sold six copies?
No. He did really well.
Seven. I have a big family.
He did really well. By the way, Rosie was right. It's S-446 is the bill. I stand corrected. For some reason, I thought it was S-447. All right, so now you're banned from the show from now on because I was wrong. I'm not allowed to be wrong. Okay?
Not fair.
Just like that. Sorry, just like that.
Kyle Anthony.
Not fair.
A couple of things I wanted to add. You know, Jimmy's house burnt down that works for me. And I got a ton of emails for the past 3 weeks from people with their tips and advice. Kenneth Armilio sent me an email with a ton of tips. And we're going to cover those in a future show because I want to get Jimmy and Tara on the show. Mm. We're trying to schedule that because they ran back in the house 3 times. Mm. Shanine, their house was collapsing on fire. They kept running back in to get first the cats and then some possessions. Mm. You know, hindsight, the roof could have collapsed and they both would have been, God forbid, dead today. So, you know, stuff like that happens. We have to really learn from this.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time you checked the smoke and carbon monoxide detectors in your house? Shanine?
I haven't checked them.
Okay, well, you got to check them and change the batteries. And if they're over 10 years old, you got to put new ones. So a lot of people email me and thank me for that advice, and they said they put new ones in. When's the next diversity shoot? That's coming up. You're going to be up here
February
for that?
1st, Thursday, February 1st. Tony Simon's Second is for Everyone diversity shoot. We'll be there with Charlie the Perp. Targets.
Oh, Charlie the Perp target. I like that.
I love him.
Shanine comes up a lot of times. Said, Eric, you should come to the diversity, and you should just reach out to Tony Simon, and you can donate something, because he gives away a ton of crap. Mm-hmm. He orders pizza. Tony's another one. He draws a huge salary off of that position that he has in huge. No, Y-U-G-E.
Yeah.
Trump huge. He draws a huge salary. He did nothing. He works for free, volunteers his time. But that might be a good thing for you to come in.
He buys his own giveaways.
You should bring pictures of what your place looks like downstairs for the projector, and you should probably give some invitations to people come in and tour the place. If anyone has never seen Gun Sitters, you need to go downstairs and check it out. If you're old like me and you remember Get Smart walking through the doors and everything, you're gonna go, oh my God, I can't believe this freaking thing exists under a strip mall.
We had to add a 4x4x8 cages because we have FFLs that are people are just dumping their guns and getting rid of them, people who didn't want them or need them. So we have like County Line, which is an advertiser here. County Line has a cage there, and they're, you know, it's legal for an FFL to keep their guns off site as long as it's accounted for in their books, and they have their own cage there. So I have 5 FFL cages just so these guns can go somewhere. So because all these gun stores are small,
right. Yes.
They have no storage.
Sure, there's no place
so
to keep
we give them a good price, and they can keep them there in a safe place, because some gun stores aren't so safe. We just had a gun store broken into 2 days ago.
Yes, in Randolph. And smash and grab, 11 o'clock
grab
at night.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's the thing. At 2 minutes they were in there.
Yep, 2 minutes total. They parked at the end of the strip mall outside the camera's view. 2 guys in hoodies smashed the door, ran in, smashed a case, grabbed like 11 guns, 2 watches, and ran out in 2 minutes.
So Gun Sitters provide you with the security you can't possibly afford to provide yourself.
Correct.
Bulletproof doors, 14,000-pound door, 3,000 square feet, 1,123 safety deposit boxes.
That's it.
You know what I'm saying? And lockers and everything else. So if in doubt, if you're a military member, if you can't afford it, we'll help you. We've got a lot of different programs. So just keep the guns out of the criminals' hands. That's our motto. Okay, let's keep
now,
your guns
secure. You're not referring to the New Jersey politicians when you say criminals. You have to.
It's going to come down hard. Get ready.
Something tells me Murphy has guns.
Just don't. No.
Doesn't he own guns?
No. No. Oh, by the way, my name for our new governor, Chicken Murphy. He looks a little like a chicken, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Chicken Murphy. Yeah, well, what
like
do you think?
Looks like he has chicklets.
Yeah.
I think.
Chicklets, yes.
I think he's the old guy on the Homer Simpson cartoon.
Yeah, Mr.
Burns.
Mr. Burns,
yes.
Mr. Burns.
He looks like that.
You know, Shanine, you talk about you're a working single mom. He owns a home in, I think, Hawaii. He owns a home in Germany. And the house he has, I think it's in Hamilton, New Jersey. He's the 10th highest property taxpayer in New Jersey. He pays $200,000 a year taxes on his house.
Middletown.
Sure, Middletown? Yeah. Okay.
Middletown. $450,000 a year in real estate tax.
Right on the Navisink River.
How do you like that? And so he's in touch with us. Like I said, nothing more repulsive than a rich socialist.
Yes. Right.
Never you said Mr. Burns. His attorney general looks like Smithers.
Right, he does. So, Shanine, what else is going on with you? So you got a gun to prevent you and your kids from being robbed, and you'd never thought you'd be in the national spotlight and you'd be our face of national reciprocity. You are the face of national reciprocity in the United States. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
Not at all. I'm still very modest about it because I was always like a close-kept person. So I still have to get used to being, you know, in social media and just telling my story. And I don't know. I mean, to this day, it's still surprising that it happened. I don't think you never get over something like that.
Do you have any PTSD?
Yes.
Because she was telling
Definitely.
Me, Anthony, for a time, till they
yeah,
could ascertain
how can you not?
That she wasn't a threat to herself. They had her naked in a cell alone.
Unbelievable?
Days.
Yeah, they asked me, was I going to hurt myself or hurt anyone else? And I said, I'm not going to hurt myself. I have two kids to live for, but I might hurt someone else. And that was the wrong thing to say.
You know, and I can't relate to her magnitude being a single mom with two kids. I was single at the time or going through a divorce with no kids.
Yeah.
And when I was in the cell, I was at the lowest point I had ever been in my entire life.
Yeah.
So I know minimally how she feels, okay? I can't thank you enough for coming. ShanineAllen.com, 48 days in prison. We might get CCW because of her. Show your support to her. Reach out to her. Send her a little something. Encourage her. You need her to speak an event, she's available, okay?
Right.
GunSitters.com, Scott Bach for NRA, ScottBach.com, CNJFO.com. Rosie, you get the last word because you're the cutest in the room right now. I'm such a liar.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And please, we do need your help. And we'll let you know when to act.
How can they act?
Well,
yeah.
How can they support you guys? Because you guys are straightforward.
Man. Well, CNJFO.com. And you can join up. You can send a donation. We're a C3 group, both state and federal. And we actually had Shanine last Saturday at the outdoor show that Eric mentioned.
Nice. Thank you all. By the way, Gun for Hire, Urban Pistol, Urban Carbine, Urban Shotgun, Multi-State CCW, all over New Jersey. You guys are spending hundreds of dollars getting your carry permits in light of the fact that we might get national reciprocity. And the woman who started it all for us is sitting right here. Mm-hmm. Why don't you show her how you appreciate that? All right? I'm done.
Well, the clock on the wall says it all. Looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterfeit Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, $10. $10. Send it to
$100,
this woman.
$100, you cheap bastards.
He said it. I couldn't. But please, she's traveling on her own dime. She's doing good things for you. Support her. Okay? Seriously. Just support her. ShanineAllen.com. You can find her on social media and all the other nonsense. And
do you have a MySpace page?
No.
MySpace. We love you guys. See you next week.